Well, after a bizarre and bitter head-to-head battle campaign for the White House for weeks, the race between Vice President Harris and former President Trump is finally coming to a close, much more quickly than most people would have expected too, with polls closed and results from the big cities and small towns across America still rolling in. More than 82 million ballots were cast during early voting periods before Election Day, and now all eyes are on five of the seven crucial swing states as Harris and Trump try to claim the 270 electoral votes needed to win. The remaining five battleground states really are still too close to call, Trump holding 247 electoral college votes to Kamala Harris's 210. Well, Matt Bevin is the host of the ABC's If You're Listening, America's Last Election, and joins me live from Washington, D.C. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Andy.
This was supposed to be a very, very close contest, and I think most people, irrespective of your political persuasions, are surprised that it's seemingly coming to a sort of conclusion earlier than we thought. Are you surprised by the results so far?
Yeah, I think it's surprising. Although, I mean, I guess the surprising thing is that amongst the Harris campaign particularly, they certainly weren't as overt with their confidence as Hillary Clinton's campaign was in 2016. But there certainly were a lot of signs of sort of significant amounts of optimism and cautious optimism amongst the campaign. They were circulating, you know, positive numbers in terms of early vote turnout. They were circulating, a lot of positive vibes and a lot of, indications that said that, you know, that Kamala Harris was probably going to outperform the polls and potentially do, be able to, I mean, potentially it would take a while, but would be able to defeat Donald Trump fairly handily. There were a lot of people out there that thought that Kamala Harris was going to win in a landslide based both on polls but also on vibes. And what we're now seeing is that the polls were by and large fairly accurate, but much like they did in the 2020 and the 2016 election, they seem to have undercounted Trump voters, though not by as much as they did in those previous elections.
I question the accuracy of the polls. I mean, you have the top five polling agencies or pollsters, Nate Silver, et cetera, all essentially at this stage appearing to get this wrong. The idea that Trump supporters are underrepresented in polling is clearly an issue that was at play in 2016 as well. So essentially, pollsters and everyone has underestimated Trump.
Well, but not. I mean, I guess the thing is that they were all saying that this is a 50-50 contest, and it now appears that Donald Trump may win the popular vote by a point. And, you know, the victories that he has claimed so far in Georgia and North Carolina have not been landslide victories. They've just been, you know, a point or two, which is still certainly within the margin of error of the polls that were being presented. And certainly not as significant a miss as we saw in 2020 when some polls were off by 8 points. These were polls that basically showed a 50-50 race in every swing state, and we're looking at a bit more like a 51-49 or 52-48 race, all of which is still, you know, within the acceptable margin of error of a poll. I guess it's more a question of how useful polls are when they're showing a 50-50 race. Basically, they're telling you that we don't know. They've performed they've performed better than a lot of people were expecting them to have performed, from what I can tell.
You've pointed to a few mechanical issues at some polling stations, notably Milwaukee in Wisconsin. I understand that voting was happening whilst the doors of these tabulation machines were unlocked. What does that mean?
Yeah, so basically the tabulation machines are the machines that count the paper ballots. So you fill in a paper ballot, you know, you scribble in the little box like you do on a, you know, multiple choice exam, and or the little bubble, you know, and then they get fed through a tabulation machine, and then they go into a box that is supposed to be secure, so that they, you know, that they don't get mixed up with other ballots, that they don't get refed through the machine, that kind of thing. Basically, the boxes on those tabulation machines were not shut properly, and so they went, okay, well, we just have to cancel the result of these machines in these areas and start feeding them through again. And that's basically the issue. I mean, we're in a country, I mean, I am, you're not at the moment, but I am in a country where, you know, an election is held at the county level, which is an extraordinary thing. We're talking about 3,000 elections all using, you know, different types of systems and often organised by county level officials. And so you're certainly going to get errors like this, which is what we definitely saw in the 2020 campaign. The thing was that Donald Trump attempted to capitalize on those errors and claimed that the election was stolen from him and the election was rigged. But, you know, this time he doesn't feel the need to make those claims because he's looking like he's on the way to a victory.
Yeah, it is funny to think that given where things are tracking at the moment, this is possibly the only outcome where Trump and the Republicans won't challenge and take things further with the courts. I mean, you know, there was the hoax bomb threats directed at polling locations in five battleground states, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. You don't imagine that Trump would be crying foul over those threats now, would you?
No, probably not. And there was also, you know, some suggestion that there was something amiss in a county in Pennsylvania where there was a problem with the vote counting machines there. Basically, the printers had printed the ballots wrong, and so the vote counting machines couldn't figure out who the votes were for. Early on in the day, there were some claims from Trump's campaign that, you know, something is awry, something has gone wrong. They're trying to stop these votes. But then as the night has progressed, basically those claims have all dried up. And we're now expecting Donald Trump to potentially speak sometime in the next couple of hours. I mean, it's 1:15 in the morning on the East Coast in the United States. And so there is some speculation that Donald Trump is going to be speaking soon. And I doubt that he's going to, you know, claim that the election has been, you know, tampered with in some way in the way that he did in 2020.
Matt Bevin is the host of the ABC's If You're Listening, America's Last Election, and is in Washington, D.C. as part of the ABC's election coverage. His latest series, The Last Election's, available on iView now. Always a pleasure, Matt. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Andy.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.